right?
Started this morning.
None of the neighbors are kids anymore. They're all grown up and gone. Grandson, my good grandson.
We'll call the meeting of the Legislative Electric Energy Task Force to order. The first order of business this morning is the report from Deed that was on the agenda for last time. First thing I want to do is apologize to Mr. Haugesag, who sat through the last meeting and went away with his report still tucked under his arm. So, first on the agenda this morning, Mr. Haugesag, and if you want to come up and give us an update on your efforts, we appreciate it.
Thank you, Mr. Chair, members. It's taken me a while to get used to calling Bill Mr. Chair, because we've known each other since college and were business partners at one point in our lives. I see we're in a different room, and I assume that's because they had to replace the carpet upstairs after the last meeting.
Yes,
but I'm happy to come back, and I'm happy to be first on the program. I won't take too much of your time. I do want to encourage you, though, to interrupt me at any point to ask any questions or make any observations, because this strategy is definitely a work in progress.
Well, first of all, you need to identify yourself for the
record. That's right. Bentley Haugesag. I know who I am. And I work for the Minnesota Department of Employment and Economic Development. I've been there since 1985. And I have been involved in more than $600 million worth of capital investment in Minnesota and over 3,000 jobs, but I don't think I've ever been quite as enthusiastic about an opportunity as the one we're going to talk about this morning. I really want to congratulate the members of this committee for the standards that were passed in the last session. They really are a gift to the Minnesota environment, and I think they're also going to be a gift if we can do our job appropriately to Minnesota workers. And of course, an offshoot of that legislation is